in times gone by, as an employee, one of the only things you had to fear as far as your own personal behavior getting you in trouble would be the office Christmas party, where maybe you threw back one too many cocktails and said something about your boss a little bit too loudly, and it got back around the office, and then you might be in trouble. Today, people probably wish that's the worst thing they had to worry about as far as their personal life and its relation to their work life.
Employee use of social media is a really interesting topic that we all should pay attention to and learn about. With that said, the things that we're talking about today are general in nature, and there is not any kind of attorney-client relationship between me and anybody hearing this at all. These comments are very general in nature, and I'm going to teach an entire class on this that, again, is educational. But really, you have to take a look at the specific needs of your organization. Some are regulated differently than others, and so it's important to know what your situation is and get legal counsel for exactly what your circumstances are. I think it's amazing that the internet and social media, that we insist on having our privacy, and that we live our lives out loud on the internet. And you're right. Sometimes that means people say things about their workplace or their employer that could end up in their termination. And so collectively, this kind of thing has come to be known as Facebook firings.
So in legal terms, that's what lawyers would lump all of these cases into.
Well, I know that it works when you want to do your research in your own LexisNexis or Westlaw. You type in Facebook firings, it shows up a lot. So it's not an invented term. It's one that's kind of come into being. And it's not just about Facebook. It could be Twitter or Instagram or any social media. But I think with the alliteration, it's come to be known as Facebook firings.
Okay. So I guess the legal waters, are they still kind of murky in terms of online use and expression and its work repercussions?
Well, it surely surprises me, because some things that people say and do would be things you think, man, he's getting fired for that. I mean, I would fire him for that. And then you find out that it was protected speech under the National Labor Review Act. And so any kind of speech that's a concerted activity about your working conditions and your workplace, and should we have a union, or are they treating us fairly as employees, and then you tag somebody else, well, that immediately becomes a concerted activity. And even though in that posting you may have said something really, really horrible about your boss or your workplace, that speech is actually protected, even though it's public.
Because you tagged someone else.
Yeah. Or even if you don't tag and you just say, write everybody, and you're trying to encourage other people to participate in that conversation with you, even though it's online on social media, if it is about your workplace conditions, then that can tend to be the concerted activity that the National Labor Review Act wants to protect.
But if someone were to say the same things and not try to elicit a response from other people, would it not have the same protection?
It probably would not have the same protection. And so that's the kind of thing that you would think, wow, I just called. There's a case out of New Jersey where it was a bunch of employees at a sports bar. And one of them got really upset. She goes, that idiot, can you believe how stupid our boss is? He doesn't know how to calculate our taxes right on our paycheck. What do you think? And she tags a couple of friends. Now, she called her boss an idiot. And that was protected speech. And when she was subsequently fired for it, then, well, that was not a legal firing.
Wow. And it's probably dumb luck for people to either fall under these protections or not. I'm sure a lot of people, if they're going on social media and venting about work, they're probably not thinking about things like that.
They're not thinking about that. And a lot of people may be thinking, you know, I'm not running a union shop. So if we're going to talk about things like collective bargaining or union things, well, we're not a union shop. Well, it's important to remember that that kind of concerted speech activity about workplace conditions applies to everybody, not just union shops.
Is there a flip side to that coin? Are there activities online that one would think would not be a fireable offense that actually are?
Yes. And so that's things that you think would be okay can be something that may be against the employee handbook. And so there may be some policies in there about things that you may say or do that would reflect upon your employer. Really, it's agency law. You get people who are working for a place and everybody knows that's where you work and that's what you do, and you become associated with that. Employers have to be careful because things that employees do on especially the company social media site, but even on their own, could obligate that employer through some sort of contractual obligation. They may defame someone, and all of us being done as associated with that employer, there's some risk management that needs to be attended to. When employees represent an employer in social media, now this may be on the employer's social media or even they're referring to that employer on their own, then they could commit that employer to agreements, which is contracting. They could violate advertising laws. They could violate requirements for disclosure requirements. So if you're a bank or a hospital, there's those things that you have to disclose in an advertisement. They may not do that. They might infringe upon the intellectual property of someone else. They might disclose trade secrets or proprietary information. They could disclose confidential personnel matters. So all of these things are a problem for an employer and really ought to be contemplated. They ought to be regulated through an employee handbook. And this is the kind of speech you actually can control. And Facebook firings may be appropriate in some of those circumstances.
What about activities that are not illegal and don't involve saying or doing anything disparaging against your workplace? Are there other things you can do on social media that could get you fired that don't fall under those umbrellas?
Oh, things like violating a non-disclosure. So you know what the employee list is, you know what the price structure is, you know what bid your company is doing for a certain project or another. You have a lot of inside knowledge because you've been working someplace. And then you take that information and publish it. Well, that's the kind of a problem that could arise.
So are companies starting to put a lot of online regulatory statements in employee handbooks trying to get in front of this before it becomes a big problem?
I think that's a good idea to do that. I think what's really happened is that without really thinking through, because this is all brand new, what are our rules going to be about this, that, or the other? How are we going to handle this or that? And then problems arise. And so there are some best practices, and that's what I'm putting in the course that we're doing in the spring semester, that you know in advance, okay, who owns the social media account? So if you have an employee and you're saying, hey, we really want you to grow the LinkedIn network that you have because that becomes part of our group of people we might sell to. We want you to develop a customer base using your own social media, okay? Well, who then has that information? Who does that then belong to? You did it during the course of your employment. You did it because of your employment. Did so at the direction of your employer, but it exists under a social media account that you yourself own, LinkedIn or whatever it is. And then when you leave your employment, well, that's still your account, yet that customer list is one that you agreed that you wouldn't take with you. And so if there's no policy up front on who owns the account, what happens with content that's created, is this something that you create the content and it's your intellectual property and you simply licensed an employer to use? That employer might be someone that's hired you as a regular employee, or maybe you're a 1099 employee and you've been contracted with to do some service, maybe managing a Facebook page or social media. And in the process of that, you've created all kinds of intellectual property. Well, who owns that? Do you own it and you've licensed your employer, or is it theirs? And when people enter into these arrangements, they just decide, let's make something. Let's have a social media presence, and you take care of it for me. And so all of these issues don't really come up until that relationship is ending, and then all these questions come up.
Can you think of any cases to where someone has been Facebook fired and then that's been overturned in the court?
There's a fun case out of Chicago. It was a BMW dealership, and they had the brand new, latest, greatest BMW sales event coming up. I mean, the high-end expensive car, and they were having a big sales event. The manager says, okay, we're going to have food and beverage on hand. You know, we're going to invite people in for this special sales event. And he puts out hot dogs, bags of corn chips. and some bottles of water. And one of the employees is saying, hey man, the other BMW dealerships across the country, they've got a chef in, man. He's carving out some prime rib and they've got champagne. If you want me to be able to sell cars, you've got to have this kind of environment for our special sales event. You're not doing a good job of this. And so the manager's like, no, you know, it's going to be corn chips and hot dogs. That's what we're putting out. Well, the employee goes online and just raises a stink about it, tags all of the other sales staff there and says, this guy, can you believe how cheap he is? How can he expect us to sell this $70,000 car when I'm handing a guy a bag of chips? It doesn't work that way. And so he really gave the dealership its management. He named them by name. He just laid into them online, invited others to do the same, and he got fired for it.
And?
Turns out what his speech was doing was a concerted activity. He was talking about workplace conditions and was his employer equipping him to do the job that he was tasked to do. And that Facebook firing was not considered something that was fair under the Labor Standards Act.